So tonight, Huddersfield Town back in action. Big away trip down to the southwest and Bristol City, the opposition. One fan who's travelling down is Town fan Kieran. He joins us now. Kieran, how are you, sir?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, I'm very good, thanks, mate. You've got a long journey ahead of you, though, this afternoon.
Yeah, I hope so. Like I say, when I get out of work, hopefully I can get down there as soon as possible. Wouldn't want to miss out.
No, at the moment, as a Town fan, we don't want to miss out on anything. This season, Kieran, do you know, people keep saying, Andy, when is the bubble going to burst? We've kept going and kept going and kept going, that there's a feeling now of slight nerves, because if it were ever going to burst, this would be the most heartbreaking time, wouldn't it?
It would, but I think one thing that fans that aren't sort of Town fans or people who aren't heavily involved in the club don't really understand about Huddersfield at the moment is that even if the bubble was to burst, it would still be our most successful season in living memory. No one can really take away from the lads what they've done this season. So even if we were to go the rest of the season without winning a single game, I don't think there'd be many people too aggrieved by it. We're still, you know, incredibly infused with what's going on here. I've never been to as many away games as I have this season. The football is great to watch. Long may it continue.
David Wagner is the figurehead of what's happening with Town. Just describe how you have seen the last 18 months under his management.
So I've been a season ticket holder for a while at Huddersfield, and I've sort of lived through a lot of the more recent managers that we've had. Bringing David Wagner on was something that was a shock to a lot of Town fans, especially with how it happened a couple of years ago now, nearly. But from the moment he set foot into the managerial position, you could see what he was trying to achieve. You could see the play style he wanted to bring to the club, and you could see the passion and the enthusiasm that the players were bringing onto the pitch, which is something we've not really had of recent years. So it's sort of changed the dynamic of the club entirely in terms of what fans are coming there to watch. Last season was frustrating a little bit because we had a lot of ball and possession-placed football, but I think the players weren't quite fit enough or even skillful in some regards enough to be able to play the style that Wagner wanted. So it's quite a frustrating end to the season. Don't get me wrong, still loved it. But this season, with the culmination of a lot of the players that he brought in at the start of the season and a few of the little additions we've had in January, those players really have bought into the ethos and the ideology that he likes to bring into football. It's worked great for us. He's a fantastic manager and let's hope we can keep him.
Something else which I've noticed is completely different now, and it shows just what a brilliant season we've had, is when you follow the Huddersfield Town Twitter account, in the last 24 hours or 48 hours, it's just been this stream of this player's been called up for international duty, that player's been called up for international duty. We're not used to this, but we're now seeing like Elias Kachunga with DR Congo. There's Izzy Brown called up to the England under 21 squad, AD Boothroyd's squad. This is not what we're used to, Kieran, at all, is it?
No, I don't think many Town fans would claim that Huddersfield are this sort of dominant force in the Championship. You know, we come from humble backgrounds, to steal the line from Wagner. But no, we've had players, you know, think of Smithies and everyone else. We've had quite a few players that have been involved in that sort of stuff, but I don't think we've ever had such a diverse and multicultural squad as we do right now. So the call-ups that we're getting is amazing, and it shows that people are seeing the quality that we have in our squad.
So tonight we take on Bristol City. Earlier in the week there seemed to be a rash of managerial change within the Championship. I was a bit nervous at one point that Bristol City might make a change themselves. They might be under some sort of either new managerial boost or an assistant maybe giving them a bit of a boost. It's still Lee Johnson in charge. How do you see Bristol City, Kieran?
I've always seen, you know, if you think back to the sort of first 10 games of the season, Bristol City were maybe not as successful, but definitely impressive when they started. They were a very resilient side. I'm not 100% sure on the facts, but I'm fairly certain they were up in the playoff positions for quite a while. They were doing well. I don't think they're as bad as their league position suggests, and I think if there are Town fans out there that think we're going to go there tonight and walk this game, they need to have a think about it, because I don't think there are many. There's a lot of teams down there at the moment that are not as bad as their league position is indicating. So I think they're going to be a tough team to fight. You know, they're fighting for their lives, from what I can tell. They're not going to give up. We're going to have to play this game very, very carefully.
One last question, Kieran. I've been looking at things in the Newcastle press, and I've been speaking with Brighton journalists recently. They seem to identify that the one team who aren't already in the automatics that could get there are Huddersfield. Do you see that us maybe getting into the automatics is realistic, and as a kind of aside to this question, a second if you want, tomorrow night Leeds United play Brighton. Do you fancy Leeds doing us a favour and getting a victory, or how do you play those kind of two questions?
It's interesting. I'm not entirely sure how much of the sort of other press you read in terms of Championship, but if you're listening to what they said on Saturday night on an unnamed TV show, they were more than happy to talk about clubs that were 5 or 6 points away from the relegation zone being involved in a scrap. But when it came to talking about Huddersfield Town and their ability to get into the automatic positions, it was an unattainable dream, even though we are 6 points away from the two teams up there with a game in hand. We've seen Newcastle being able to drop points all the way. Personally, I think Brighton are a more stable team than Newcastle at the moment. So can Huddersfield do it? Of course they can. If there's ever going to be a season to do it, it's this one. And I don't think there's many people out there who could say otherwise. We're doing an incredible job. You know, we've got a really easy run in comparison to the other two. I think Brighton's isn't too much more difficult than us, but still, you know, Newcastle have got quite a few teams to take on. Leeds are playing Brighton, obviously, tomorrow. Can Leeds do us a favour? Yeah, I think they can. Brighton, we showed Brighton up when they came to our place. Leeds aren't any sort of team to be laughed at the moment. They're a decent side. I don't see that Leeds couldn't take that. At the end of the day, they want to keep us as high up the autos as possible. So I don't see that being an easy game for Brighton at all, especially if we win today. Brighton have been proven over the last few seasons to quake a little bit under pressure. So we win tonight, 3 points on us, 3 points behind them with a game in hand, technically. We'll lose the game in hand once we play tonight, but still. And they will we'll be 3 points behind them, and they're playing a good side in Leeds. So who knows? Never know what'll happen.
Yeah, indeed. Kieran, it's been great to get you on. Kieran, Town fan, safe journey tonight, and thank you for joining us on Radio Yorkshire.
Thank you very much for your time.